Our next guest is a young man who played very well on the weekend. He travelled a little bit quicker than what we did up to Souness Park at Mount Barker in WA. He played across half-back, got plenty of the foot. He continues his good form that he showed last year. His name is Rory Laird, and he joins us now. Rory, how are you?
Hey, fellas. How are you going? Good, thank you.
Yeah, that's good, mate. Did you enjoy your little sojourn up to, or sorry, I should say down to Mount Barker? Because it looked like a bit of fun.
Yeah, it was good. It was actually a good trip away. It was a pretty busy kind of weekend with a lot of travelling. For eating, we had to go to the pub, the main pub there. They didn't have it at the hotel, so we're all over the shop. But it was a good weekend away, and I definitely probably would never have gone to Albany if it wasn't for this trip.
Mm. And tell us about a couple of things that either yourself or the coach were pretty happy with that you got out of the game.
I think the main sort of thing we got out of it was that the stuff we've been practicing with our ball movement was really good yesterday. You know, we moved it well through the midfield and actually attacked our last line pretty well. And if it wasn't for some wayward kicking, we probably would have won the game. So I think that and a bit of team defense as well, I think that sort of held up pretty well on the day. So there's a lot of positive signs to come out from the game.
Let's talk about that ball movement. What is the instruction? You just seem to want to really own that corridor, that little 25-metre short kick. No one misses targets. You pull the trigger quick. From the back half, you just play on. And then when you get that overlap run and handball, it is exciting to watch, Rory, and I bet exciting to play. What is the instruction?
Yeah, I think you pretty much just hit it all nail on the head there, Rory. We sort of looked to come out of the game pretty quick, and with Spreer, they set up really well defensively, so they support back really well. So we wanted to, you know, take it on quickly and try and attack them kind of one-on-one. Got a couple of tigers up there with Joshua Jenkins, and so we try to get through them pretty quick. But, yeah, we've been practicing a lot of skills over the summer because at times the skills do let us down, and we did have a couple of turnover games last year, so... I think it looked pretty good yesterday, which is what we've been practicing.
What is the instruction to play? What's in front of you? Or is there a legitimate pattern you're wanting to play to get that ball inside 50?
No, I think it's just sort of play what's in front of you and depends who we play and how they kind of set up as well. So there's a bit of free rein with what we need to do. And I think we sort of showed that we can attack a few different ways yesterday.
Now, it was really good. There's a couple of young players, along with yourself, who played pretty well. When I say young, I've sort of contradicted myself. I'm going to bring up Nathan Van Berlo. I thought his form on the weekend was very good. And in terms of taking that short kick, some of his decision-making and kicking by foot was absolutely outstanding. And he hit a number of targets, which then set up scoring plays. So looks to have been settled down across half-back.
Yeah, I think he's sort of been working that over summer, playing down in the back half. So he's got elite skills with his kicking and his decision making. He's obviously had a lot of experience in the AFL, so it's good to use him off half back. And he showed it yesterday with a lot of composure coming out of there, which is what you need, especially coming out of the back half, because turning it over in that area of the ground is just asking for trouble in terms of going straight back to goal.
And the other end of the journey is a player like Riley O'Brien, who, I guess, stood into the fold left by Sam Jacobs, who was rested. And look, he didn't look out of place at all at the level.
No, him and both Harry Deere as well, that went through the ruck, played really well. They're both a bit not undersized, but not as tall as some of the other ruckmen in the league. But they've got really good skills in terms of their second efforts and their ground balls and their agility as big men. So I think they were really good yesterday. They competed really well and they probably broke even on the day, which is good because they haven't really been exposed to too much AFL experience.
I tell you what, I'd take plus 11 scoring shots every day, 27 of those scoring shots from 42 inside 50s. That's damn powerful footy, Rory.
It is, yeah. I think, go back to the ball movement, I think the way that we moved the ball sort of opened up that opportunity and we really took the game on. So, a bit of wayward kicking sort of cost us in the end, but we've been practicing that over the summer, so I'm sure that's just sort of the on-the-day kind of thing.
Tricky. How tricky was that wind or fluky? 19 points. And I think we did the stats. 11 of them were set shots.
Yeah, so that's another big area we've been working on. So over the summer, we've done a lot of goal kicking, and it actually was pretty tricky, the wind out there. It was sort of swirling kind of thing. It was going one way and it sort of going the other way. So it was pretty strong as well. The ball sort of held up in the wind, and that's probably what maybe had some effect. But, yeah, we've got to keep working on finishing our work.
Mm. Tell us about your role, because you drifted back across halfback. You took a number of intercept marks. Look, your cleanness that you have, many people are hypothesising whether you'll go into the midfield and play some footy in there this year. What do you think will happen?
Well, I've been down back most of the summer, so I'm sort of keep working in that role with Brodie Smith and Luke Brown as the sort of running halfback defenders. So I'll keep working on that and keep working on my consistency of performing that role. But if I need to go in the midfield like I did a bit last year with a couple of tagging roles and a couple of stints in there just to get a bit of run up in the middle, then I'll be happy to, but that's depending on the coach and what they need on game day. So I'm real happy with my role down back at the moment, and I've just got to keep performing consistently.
I know it's only two NAB Cup games, but that back six, you had Talia, who's the general, out of there. And as a unit, you just played as a unit again. You're making really good decisions to peel off your man to help either in the air or on the ground. And I don't reckon there was one loose ball on the ground inside 50, your defensive 50, where you guys weren't outnumbered, Rory.
Yeah, I think we've got a big emphasis on supporting each other as a back six. They had a pretty tall back four-bar, I should say, at times. So it's a matter of helping each other out in the air, as you said, and being the first ones to support back when it hits the ground. So I think there was a lot of guys down there that really stood up on the weekend. I think Cole Hardigan played really well. Sam Shaw down there came in for his first game of the year. But it's more, yeah, as you said, working together to make sure, you know, you can slide across and get that third up. So, yeah, it was good to see. It was good performance from the back six.
And the other thing that we noticed, the method around that stoppage and that ground ball, the ground ball 50-50s, looked a lot better. You know, not everybody running in willy-nilly and donging heads, Rory, which we were so used to seeing in the last couple of years.
Yeah, it's sort of we've been really good to contest the ball the last couple of years, and yeah, as you said, sometimes maybe we get too many going in to try and actually get the ball inside. So if we can keep working on that in terms of the, you know, getting it inside and also getting the outside ball, then I think we can be really dangerous with our ball movement. And I think there's a fair few players that can play that sort of outside role. You know, we've got Paul Seedsman coming in, Dave McKay, Rory Atkins was really good again yesterday. So we've got plenty of personnel that can sort of go outside, and you've also got the inside mids. You know, they've got the Thompsons, the Slines, the Crouches brothers as well. So, yeah, we've got a good mix.
Mm. Seedsman was an interesting one yesterday. You got another look at him. He was impressive in the first game against West Coast, particularly in the latter half of the game. And again, yesterday had six inside 50s, which was equal best on the ground. So he's the man, I guess, that you want to get it running through halfback or coming across that wing, because he's got such penetration with his kick.
Yeah, you're exactly right. His kicks is sort of his weapon, and his linebacking ability is also pretty impressive. So, you know, if he gets it in the middle of the ground or just from our back 50, he's sort of looking to put it inside 50 or hit a lead up. So, yeah, he played really well again yesterday, and it sort of demonstrated what he can bring to the team in terms of his kicking ability and how he can break the line.
Well, Rory, congratulations on... When I say congratulations, you didn't win the game, but it was a good hit out, so perhaps not congratulations, not the right word, but another hit out, another opportunity to build towards round one, which most people would understand is the main aim of the NAB Challenge. So I hope you continue to build and hope you get out of it what you want.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me on again.
Rory Laird, how good's that? Clean, fast, hard and skillful.
Mm.
Is he building a game, Bix?
He is. His kicking has got better and better, so he's really solid now with his kicking. His hands have always been great. Never fumbles, never drops a mark, and he's just got so much more confidence in what he's doing. So he is going to be a very important player for the Crows this year.